Welcome to Money is Freedom, a podcast exploring how finance and freedom connect in our lives. Created from thoughtful research and narrated by Notebook LM AI, this series brings you clear, meaningful insights into finance and beyond.
Welcome to episode 38. The Fed just hit the brakes, sort of. QT, more like QT light. The Fed's slowing its balance sheet runoff by 50%, and markets are loving it. Well, kind of. In this episode, we break down what the heck is going on, why Jerome Powell is suddenly acting chill, and what this all means for your portfolio, your crypto bags, and your sanity. Let's ride the liquidity wave.
All right, so you know, you sent this over, and I was like, whoa, the Fed is slowing down QT.
Yeah.
So that's something we got to dig into. Like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do today. You know, you and I, we're going to take a deep dive into what's going on with this whole Fed decision to slow down quantitative tightening.
Right.
Why they're doing it, what it might mean for the markets, you know, for your stocks, for your crypto, everything like that.
For sure.
We got a bunch of articles. It's really good market analysis.
Awesome.
And yeah, let's just jump into it.
Sounds good.
So maybe just to, you know, level set for everyone.
Yeah.
What is quantitative tightening? Like, how would you explain that to someone?
Yeah. So QT, it's essentially the opposite of QE, which we've talked about a bunch.
Right.
Quantitative easing. And this is the Fed shrinking their balance sheet. So
okay.
they've bought all these assets over the years to help the economy. And now they're sort of unwinding that.
Right.
And this is a big deal because it's the first major change to this policy since they started in 2022.
Oh, wow. So like they've been just going at it.
Yeah, just full steam ahead.
Full steam ahead. And now
they're tapping the brakes a little bit.
Okay. So what are they actually going to do differently? Like, what did they announce?
So according to AP News, they're going to reduce the monthly cap for Treasury runoff from $60 billion down to $30 billion.
Okay.
So they're going to cut it in half.
Wow.
And that starts in June. And the cap for mortgage-backed securities, those are going to stay the same for now.
Okay. So just the Treasury is getting cut in half.
Exactly.
Interesting. Okay. So why now? Like, why are they making this move? Like, what's going on?
So there's a few reasons. One of the big ones that our sources are pointing to, especially in the analysis, is liquidity management.
Okay.
So the Fed is really worried about reserves becoming too scarce.
Okay.
Remember what happened in the repo market back in 2019? When, there was a shortage of reserves and that caused all sorts of problems.
Yeah, it was like a little mini crisis.
Yeah, they don't want to repeat that.
Right.
So,
okay, so how does slowing down QT help with that?
So as the Fed's balance sheet shrinks, bank reserves decrease, right?
Okay.
And then on top of that, we've got this declining usage of the ONRP, the overnight reverse repo facility.
Okay.
And that's basically like a parking lot for extra cash, you know?
Right.
Money market funds park their money there overnight at the Fed.
Gotcha.
When that usage goes down, it means there's less surplus cash in the system.
Makes sense.
Which puts more pressure on those bank reserves. So it's right. Like they're losing their cushion a little bit.
Oh, okay. So that's making them a little nervous.
Exactly.
Okay. Were there any other like factors pushing them in this direction?
Yeah, for sure. Reuters was talking about some concerns with the Treasury market.
Oh, really?
Specifically with these off-the-run issues.
What does that mean?
So these are Treasury bonds that aren't the most recently issued ones.
Oh, okay.
So they're not traded as frequently.
Right.
It can be harder to buy or sell them
quickly,
and that can create some instability.
Oh, so less liquid.
Exactly. And the sources also mentioned some worries about basis trades, which are these like complex bets on similar assets.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And if those go wrong, it can cause a lot of problems in the market. So
gotcha.
All of this is just adding to this overall anxiety about liquidity and how well the markets are going to function.
It's like they're trying to, you know, just keep everything running smoothly.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so it sounds like they were seeing some red flags and they decided to like, you know, kind of ease off a little bit.
Right.
Now, I gotta say, this move didn't really come as a surprise to a lot of people, right?
Right.
Like, it seems like the market was kind of expecting this. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, it's an election year.
Oh, yeah.
And the Fed doesn't want to rock the boat too much. They
right.
want things to be stable.
Yeah.
And big policy changes can cause a lot of volatility.
Makes sense.
Plus, Powell has been using some pretty cautious language lately.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Talking a lot about financial stability and a soft landing for the economy.
Right.
Even though he's not saying they're going to cut rates.
Right.
The market is reading between the lines a bit. You know?
Yeah, taking the hints.
Exactly. And MarketWatch pointed out that a lot of analysts were saying that QT was moving faster than expected.
Really?
And they were worried about it squeezing those bank reserves too quickly.
Wow.
So I think the market was picking up on all of these signals.
Yeah, it sounds like Powell was kind of laying laying the groundwork, you know?
Yeah, maybe dropping some hints.
Okay, so let's talk about the market reaction. Like, what happened when they made this announcement?
Well, the stock market loved it.
Really?
Yeah, AP News said the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the Dow, all jumped over 1% that day.
Wow, that's a pretty big jump.
Yeah, they saw this as a good thing for liquidity, you know, less risk of those bank reserves getting too strained.
Right.
But some of those gains did fade a bit the next day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think people started to think about the longer term implications.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, what about bonds? What happened there?
The 10-year Treasury yield dropped to like 4.24%.
Okay.
There's two reasons for that. One, less QT means less supply of Treasuries hitting the market.
Right.
And two, it's seen as a sign that the Fed might be getting more dovish.
Okay.
Corporate bonds reacted similarly. You know, investment grade bond ETFs like LQD saw a price jump, which means yields went down.
Gotcha.
But again, that enthusiasm cooled off a bit as investors reassessed, you know, what this might mean for future rate cuts.
Right. So kind of like the same pattern as stocks.
Exactly.
Initial excitement, then a little more caution.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about crypto land? Like what happened with Bitcoin and all that?
That was interesting. Bitcoin and Ethereum were pretty steady, actually, with a slight upward trend.
Okay.
It seems like that macro liquidity environment is still a big driver for those assets, especially for the big institutional investors.
Right. So they're paying attention to this Fed stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. So we've talked about what the Fed did, why they did it, how the market reacted. Now let's talk about what this could mean for, you know, your portfolio.
Okay.
Like, what's the implications for stocks?
So generally, slower QT is good for stocks.
How so?
It means more liquidity in the system.
Right.
And that tends to boost prices, especially for those growth stocks, like in the tech sector.
Why tech specifically?
Those are considered high duration assets because their value is more tied to future earnings.
Okay.
And future earnings are sensitive to interest rates, which are influenced by QT.
Ah, I see. Okay. So more liquidity, more money flowing into stocks, potentially higher prices.
Exactly.
What about valuations? Like, how does this affect how expensive stocks look?
So that's where the lower bond yields come in.
Okay.
When treasury yields go down, it actually makes stocks a little more attractive.
Really? How so?
It increases the equity risk premium.
What's that?
That's the extra return investors expect for holding riskier assets like stocks compared to safe assets like bonds. So when that premium is higher, it can justify higher price to earnings ratios, especially for those growth companies.
Interesting. So lower bond yields actually make stocks look cheaper in a way?
Yeah, you could say that it creates a valuation tailwind.
Okay, that's a good way to put it. And what about like the overall stability of the market? How does this affect that?
Well, slowing down QT reduces uncertainty and the risk of those sudden shocks.
Right.
Which can help to keep volatility down.
Okay, so less chance of those big swings in the market?
Yeah, potentially.
Okay, so overall, it sounds like this is pretty good news for stocks, at least in the short term.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
Okay, now let's talk about crypto. Like, what does this mean for Bitcoin and the whole crypto world?
You know, the sources really emphasize this, especially the one about the crypto market cycle.
Okay.
There's a very strong link between Bitcoin and the overall crypto market and these macro liquidity trends.
Right.
When the Fed is easing or even just slowing down tightening, it's good for risk-on assets.
And crypto is definitely risk-on.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so this slowdown could be good for crypto too.
Absolutely. And, you know, you've got this whole thing with spot Bitcoin ETFs developing.
Right.
It's bringing more institutional money into the space.
Yeah.
And now you've got this more accommodative stance from the Fed.
It's like a double whammy of good news.
It could be a very bullish setup. You know, if liquidity keeps expanding, we could see a new uptrend.
Wow. Okay, so maybe crypto's back on the menu.
Potentially.
All right, so it sounds like the market is seeing this as a sign that things are changing, like the Fed is shifting gears a bit.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. It's not QE.
Right.
They're not actively pumping money into the system.
Right.
But this slowdown, combined with all the talk about rate cuts later this year, it's creating this kind of quasi-dovish environment.
I like that term, quasi-dovish.
And historically, those kinds of conditions have been really good for risk assets, like crypto.
Interesting. Okay, so to wrap this all up, what's the big takeaway for our listeners?
The main thing is that the Fed slowing down QT is a strong signal that this aggressive tightening phase is probably coming to an end.
Yeah.
They haven't cut rates yet, but the market is taking this as a dovish sign.
So they're reading between the lines.
Yeah, they're saying the Fed is worried about over-tightening and potentially causing problems.
Right, they got to be careful.
Exactly.
So for everyone listening out there, you know, this raises some big questions for you.
Definitely.
Like, what does this shift in liquidity mean for your investments? How does all this stuff with the Fed and the stock market and crypto all tie together?
Right.
And, you know, maybe it's worth looking back at history, you know, seeing what happened during other quasi-dovish periods.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, see if we can learn anything from the past.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for breaking all that down for us. That was super helpful.
My pleasure.
All right, everyone, until next time.
See ya.
Happy investing.
Bye.